You are with Nick Field here at Latitude for Phoenix FM, and joining me now is the brains behind Science in the Van, Dr. James Kilner. You've got a full title, I'll let you say that for me.
Yeah, I'm Dr. James Kilner from the Institute of Neurology, UCL, London.
Excellent. And well, you've been here in the forest since the start with Science in the Van. So do tell us about what Science in the Van involves.
Okay, so the idea was to try and get people to take part in actual science experiments, and to try and get people to talk about science and to engage in science in perhaps a different way than they would do if they were just listening to a lecture. So we've brought a van here that's equipped to run experiments in the back of it, and we've asked people to come along, fill in some questionnaires, and to go into the van to do the experiments so they can kind of experience what science is like firsthand.
Excellent. And the good thing is you're actually able to cater for people of all ages, so you've got children taking part as much as adults, haven't you?
Yeah, so we're able to collect data here from people from age 5 to 80. That's what we're allowed to collect the data from. And it's been really brilliant. It's been really exciting to have so many children kind of come along and get interested in trying to do our experiments.
Mm. And what's been the most interesting outcomes that you've had? Has there anything that's really surprised people?
Oh, not really necessarily in terms of research. What's really surprised us is how popular it's been. So we only thought we would have about 200 or 250 people take part. So we've had to do a whole different print run while we've been here at Latitude. We've had over 500 people participate, which is brilliant for us. And it's really exciting about the idea of doing these kind of experiments on the road in the future.
Excellent. Good stuff. Do you get the chance to come to many events like this?
Oh, so I've been to Latitude now. I think this is my third year of coming, and I've given talks previously. But what we're kind of interested here is trying to do a different type of things. This is the first time we've tried to run experiments. And so this is the very first time we've taken kind of science in the van on the road. And we're hoping now to roll this out as a much bigger programme of research and public engagement to try and go to kind of market towns or to campsites or basically anywhere where anyone's willing to have experiments be done. We can bring the van and we can run experiments there, and we can collect data and we can talk to people about science.
Excellent. Good stuff. Do you know where you'll be heading to next?
Oh gosh, you've got no ideas for that. So the next part is to try and find some more funding to keep the thing on the road. The van itself we bought here is really, really big van, and it's really difficult to drive. So I'm really hoping to get something slightly more manageable, looks a bit more friendly maybe. You'll maybe see the picture of it, but it's a really big van. And so the idea now is if we're going to run this as a much bigger thing with many more people involved, I think we have to have a kind of a nicer environment for the researchers, make it a bit easy for them to get around in it. So there's no future plans. I'm probably going to take it to a few campsites this summer. But I've got to sort all that out. There are no firm plans at the moment.
Righto. Is there somewhere where people can go to find more about it online?
Yeah, so my Twitter is at James Kilner, and everything that we've been doing at the Latitude Festival has been publicised through there. At the moment, there will probably be, after this, be their own At The Science In The Van Twitter feed as well, where we'll do more updates of what will be going on and other adventures we'll be having with the van and science in the future.
Excellent. Well, thanks for chatting to us today, James. And, well, good luck with rolling it out. We look forward to hearing more from Science in the Van.
Well, thank you very much indeed.